crisp, is that? Just going to go change a barrel.
Welcome and congratulations on your purchase. Unless, of course, you shoplifted this. Shame on you. You are now the proud owner of the talking book version of the Pub Landlord's Book of British Common Sense. Read by me, Al Murray, the pub landlord. Doesn't get any better than that, does it? And a new day is dawning in your life. For too long now, common sense has been buried beneath a steaming heap of waffle, so-called expertise, as dished out by surveys, scientists, opinion makers, graduates, politicians, journalists and other assorted idiots. Their combined bad thinking includes the belief that no one should win in running races at school in case anyone gets upset. Oh, bless. The idea that owning a house in France is a decent way to spend your money. The belief that if your kids are naughty, they are somehow sick. The notion that we should all talk about our feelings and that will make things better. The idea that we should all have carrots in our packed lunches, speed cameras, mineral water, hummus, surveys, and the concept that pubs are retail space, not places for people to go and drink their worries away. Not only that, the fact that everyone reckons they got asthma, and the idea that you need to drive your kids to school so they won't be run over by the people driving their kids to school. Plainly, it's time for us to let the sweet light of British common sense shine through this mire of nonsense and show us the way. Common sense is not something you learn in university. No, common sense is the preserve of the common man. And this book, well, this talking book, has been written, well, read. Oh, this is confusing. And this book has been written in that spirit. The contents of this book haven't just been thrown together. Oh, no. What you have here in your hands, on your stereo, in your car radio, is the wisdom of ages, handed down through the centuries, amassed from the collective drinking minds of generations of decent, down-to-earth, normal, law-abiding, hard-working, decent, honest, reasonable, sensible, normal, law-abiding, tax-paying-ish, normal, hard-working, honourable, decent, reasonable people, normal British people who don't want to pay their speeding fines. Time was when common sense solutions were all around us.
Mummy, I've been stung by a nettle. Well, son, where there are nettles, a dock leaf is never far away. It's nature's medicine.
Nowadays, that exchange would run as follows.
Mummy, I've been stung by a nettle. Well, we'll sue the council for letting nettles grow in the park then.
But what is common sense? It's the sixth sense, of course, the other five being hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting and touching. Hearing your mate say, do you fancy a pint? Seeing a pub, smelling the noxious yet welcoming atmosphere of the snug bar, tasting the beautiful British pint and touching your mate for a fiver. Common sense is the sense that takes care of everything else. It makes sure that you don't knock over the pint belonging to the skinhead sat on his own by the door with a pit bull that looks like him. Or is it the other way round? It makes sure that usually you don't drink so much that you pass out with your forehead resting against the toilet cistern, leaving an imprint of the words Armitage Shanks embedded in reverse just above your eyebrow. Most of all, though, it makes sure that when you open your mouth to join in a pub conversation, you don't leave yourself open to derision or scorn. Now, if you don't know what you think about a particular subject, one quick fix is to mouth off about it in the pub. Either someone will put you straight, in which case, problem solved, or else some bloke will agree with you. And then you simply have to decide whether you want to be that sort of bloke, which is a straight judgment call. In just a few minutes of harmless drunken banter, unless it kicks off, you've broken a problem down to manageable proportions. The beauty of this book is that it will get you to that point without the bit where everyone looks at you and thinks you're an arse. You got that? Keep up. OK, now, it's time to look into exactly what common sense comprises of. Now, what we got here in the book is a lovely graph, specially drawn by the designers. Now, obviously, you're listening to this in a car or somewhere. The last thing you want to be doing is glancing over and looking at a brilliant graph and thinking, well, they spent a lot of money on drawing that. So, anyway, I'll explain the graph for you now. It's like a pie chart cut into three portions. Knowledge, thinking it through, how does it affect me? These are the three component parts of common sense. Number one, knowledge, not in itself a good thing, which is why this book isn't one of those what to do if your car lands in a river type books, which are obviously stupid and useless and too big to fit in your top pocket, so pretty much unlikely to be on your person when you do career into a river. Two, thinking it through is a key component of common sense. By the simple application of logic, often booze-fueled, you can get to the nuggety heart of a problem quite quickly. Thinking it through is an art, and you will see many examples of it in this talking book. That's me turning the page. I'll explain how to spot if your pub...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?